Hi, I'm Taylor Krasowski. I'm an eighth grader at Twin Falls Middle School, and I've been going to Cascade Covenant for about 10 years. In this story, God is my comforter, he is my encouragement, and he is always present. I've always known that God was watching over me and my family. Going to church every Sunday for all my life has really helped show me that. But at some points in my life, it has seemed like he was barely there. About 2 years ago, my Nana died of stomach cancer, and there hasn't been a day where I don't stop and turn to my picture of her and tell her how much I miss her. But this isn't my morning story. This is a story of how I've healed and how I've watched everyone around me heal. One Tuesday at youth group, we were working on the worksheet that Tim had given us, and we had to choose two different verses that really stuck out to us. I think it was the second one on there and has been in my head ever since. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit, Psalm 34:18. This one had stuck out to me because I had been broken in many ways that I had never thought possible when my Nana had died. So it went through my head, oh, so that's what's been telling me in the back of my head that everything was going to be okay. So God has been there every day telling me to get up in the morning, to go see my family, and to go be happy because there's still more for me to do. My papa, married to my Nana, absolutely loves to go fishing, hunting, anything that he can do outdoors. So for months after my Nana died, he would stop by our house on the weekends, giving us salmon he had caught, or crab, or turkey, or deer, or anything else. And over the weekend, it hurt me just a little bit more. And every weekend, it hurt me just a little bit more to see how this is how he was coping with the death of his wife. He was blocking himself off and hardly taking care of himself. But gradually, I saw that he was getting better. And looking back at it, I can see Psalm 34:18 working through him. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. God was taking care of him and showing himself throughout my papa and telling me and everyone else that their time for healing was coming soon too. A few months ago, my aunt had a beautiful baby boy, Eldon. He's the most adorable thing you could see, and I love him so, so much. Even though he is amazing and lovely and just the best, there is still one problem. My Nana never gets to meet him. And this didn't leave my head the entire time I was with him. I was holding him, looking into his bright blue eyes, and just repeating to myself, "Your Nana's gonna be with you. I'll give you the love you don't know that she holds until you figure it out, but don't worry, I got you." And so I held him and held him and held him, and this is where my second verse comes in. "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way." 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Baby Eldon was a sign from God that everything was going to be okay and that he was watching over us and that Nana had helped him choose who my cousin was going to be. Through Eldon, God was giving my entire family peace, saying that Eldon was here and that Nana picked him out and he's just perfect. And this gave me the biggest wave of relief because once again, God had shown himself to always be present and watching over everyone. My final point in God's healing comes in when I found out when the girls were going to come live with us. It was really nerve-wracking to me because all of a sudden, there were these little girls coming to my home and living there with me. It was a terrifying thought process. Am I going to be a good enough sister? Will they like me? Are they going to grow up to love me and see me as their actual sister? Am I going to be able to love them enough? There was countless nights where I just stayed up and just prayed. I prayed the girls would feel welcome at our home, that they themselves would feel equal to us, and that we would do everything right as a family, and that we would be able to love them as much as they needed. Psalm 34:4 says, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears, and over the months they have been living in my house, he's really done that. He has reshaped our family to bring us closer together, to cope with our new members, and just to make us even closer to him. And it's worked. In the past 7 months, I've been happier, and I've enjoyed everything with just a little more hope and grace. So over the years, God has been in my life, telling me when to talk to him, when to be thankful for the things he's given me and my family, and when to know that he was always there. And thank you to everyone through my church family who have continued to show me that God is present, loving me, and perfecting me in every choice that I make. Thank you."